This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Undoubtedly a great day, a historic day. President Trump spoke as he got on his airplane, Air Force One, for the last time, taking him back to Florida. He said he will be back in some form. When you talk about some form, what form will Trump's return take? That's what a lot of people are asking, talking about the Republican Party and its future. I actually believe that we saw a glimpse of the future of the Republican Party today in the presence of Vice President Mike Pence, who I think is one of the quiet, unsung heroes of what appears to have been a very successful inaugural ceremony. Lots of tension about it, lots of worries about violence and disruption. That didn't happen. What did happen was the president gave an inaugural address that was widely well received. He's going back to the White House later, and he's signing 17 executive orders or federal exercises of authority that he has the right to do. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. is in fact the 46th president of the United States. That happened, and that is going to be a reality for the next 4 years in the United States of America. We're going to be facing all kinds of other challenges and disputes and debates. But the fact that Mike Pence was there at the inauguration, and there was some silent footage, and you couldn't hear what they were saying to each other, but there was some fraternizing going on between Vice President Pence and then Karen Pence, his wife, together with the new vice president, our vice president, America's vice president right now, Kamala Devi Harris, and her husband, Doug Emhoff, which, by the way, I do think is a first. Not only is he the first gentleman, it's the first second gentleman, actually. He is the first president or vice president to be married to someone who maintains a different last name. Does that represent some kind of dire assault on American tradition? No, it's fine. I mean, this is what a lot of couples do today. And that's a question of personal preference. The vice president did not give a major speech today. She did have a swearing in. I think that a missed opportunity occurred with her choice of who swore her in. We will get to that. We will get to highlights of the Biden speech and the general reaction. But the blitz of executive actions to take apart a lot of what Trump was most proud of, I understand it, but doesn't it to some extent go against the theme of unity and working together that we heard from the President of the United States this morning? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I will tell you that I was moved by the speech. I thought it was appropriate. It was surprising. It was extremely well delivered. It was one of the most memorable inaugural speeches that we've had since President Reagan. Reagan spoke 40 years ago in 1980. That was a great inaugural address and a beginning of a great opening of a term. And this clearly is what Joe Biden wants. He wants to get off with a bang and with as little bitter public controversy at the beginning of his term as possible. Now, how does that blend with the, you'll pardon the expression, elephant in the room? And I don't mean Republican elephant. I mean an unwanted elephant, which is the impeachment mess. And it is a mess. Could be unconstitutional to try to pursue a vote on impeachment for a president who has already left office. And especially when the president has left office without saying anything outrageous. Do I believe that his remarks when he was getting onto the airplane this morning at Andrews Air Force Base and saying goodbye to members of his family and members of his staff and the people who were applauding him and chanting, "We love Trump," and, okay, that's fine. Okay, president's gone. I wish he had been present at the inaugural. By the way, are there people who are glad that he wasn't there? 1-800-955-1776. This just came in, and this is from Paul in Redmond, who writes in, "President Biden's speech, propaganda." Paul says that, "I listened to the speech and I thought it was nothing but propaganda. I struggled to listen to it as I reflect on the fact that he stood by and watched the country get burned down during the last 4 years. Now he suddenly wants to bring people together, but has a list of executive orders on his desk that is his first order of business. It was so negative and full of cliches. I would have rather listened to him talk positively about the country and what he plans to do positively. It would have been nice if he said today, 'I am going to sit down with my political opposition and review the executive orders that I want to implement. We are back to the great divider, President Obama.' The first time I heard a president's inaugural speech kick the outgoing administration as much as Biden was 2008. It is Groundhog Day. My opinion, he is completely tone deaf," writes Paul. "He is going to take a very divisive action against 75 million people that voted for Trump in his first hours. I'm not sure how a normal person," by the way, it's 74 million, but that's okay. "I'm not sure how a normal person will reconcile this divisive action versus that ridiculous speech. I hope that President Biden can bring this country together, but what a terrible start. The tone is set." Paul, I disagree with you, with all respect. The president, and it's, you have to remember to say president, not president-elect anymore, the 46th president of the United States, Joseph R. Robinette Biden Jr., actually, I think, was specifically trying to heed one of the lessons that we have from inaugural addresses that are successful and those that are not, is there's a great big difference between giving a speech that's a State of the Union speech, where State of the Union speeches by presidents are usually a long laundry list of what they want to do, and the inaugural address. The inaugural address is supposed to set the tone. President Biden had one theme, which was the theme of union, unity. I do, by the way, agree with what Paul wrote, and that the going from a speech about unity to a speech to the reality of the White House and some 17 executive orders to undo everything that he can undo with a stroke of a pen about the Trump administration. There's a little bit of cognitive dissonance there. There's a little bit of a contradiction. However, some of what he is undoing is necessary if he's going to keep up with what he plans to be a very, very big, meaningful, and dramatic change in the way that we're handling the COVID-19 crisis. I'll give you one example. The World Health Organization. It was not a good move for President Trump to take us out of the World Health Organization. There's an international meeting that's coming up later this week, and part of Joe Biden's executive orders is to have us rejoin the WHO, the World Health Organization, and he's sending Dr. Fauci to that international meeting. Why? Because part of the difficulty with the coronavirus is trying to improve the international coordination. Strains of the virus that are dangerous opening up in Britain, in Brazil, that, it seems, meaningful. We'll talk to one commentator for the Washington Post who says, hey, America's not exceptional after all. And what does life look like after the pandemic? That and more on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And on the Michael Mann Medved Show, another Republican who I think did very well this morning and had an opportunity to speak before the entire inaugural crowd and then was heard on television when he made a presentation to the 46th President Joe Biden, was Roy Blunt, who has served both as a leader of the House of Representatives. He was a whip in the House of Representatives before his election as senator from the state of Missouri. He spoke very well, I think, affirming what a lot of people hope for, which is that some of the desire for unity, which is really what elected Joe Biden in the first place, some of that can be, it seems to me, embraced by leaders of the Republican Party. I think Mitch McConnell has done that, and he, of course, was there and was very present. He is in the process of working out exactly how this evenly divided Senate of 50-50 is going to function. But one of the pieces of good news is the indications are from Senator Lindsey Graham and others that there is general agreement they're not going to try to get rid of the filibuster right away, because that is what requires 60 votes, which means that there is no way for Joe Biden to even if he wants to and some of his supporters and advisors want to, he is going to need Republican votes to get anything done. And that's probably both in the Senate and in the House, because the Democrats in the House of Representatives, a lot of people give attention to Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the Ayanna Pressley and members of the Squad and people on the extreme left. But if you look, there are more blue dog Democrats, there are more mainstream Democrats, there are more people like Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania and other more moderate Democratic votes who are also going to be that Joe Biden is going to need to get anything done. So the chances of some kind of a foolish plunge into radical legislation like the Green New Deal, well, of course, Joe Biden has already committed against that. And I think what's interesting is apparently one of the first legislative initiatives they're going to attempt to put through has to do with forgiving student debt. And what the Biden administration is committed to is to forgiving $10,000 of student debt. I think it's a ridiculous policy. It's foolish. It's a waste of public money. It's extraordinarily unfair to people who've already paid off their student debt. And I think it should be opposed by Republicans and by conscientious Democrats. However, compare that to the kind of stuff that, yes, Kamala Harris was talking about when she was a candidate for president, or the kind of stuff that Elizabeth Warren was talking about, or Bernie Sanders, which is forgiving it all. $50,000, $100,000, more. And that, it seems to me, is one of those Democratic policies that is not going to work out at all. The response to the speech that was given this morning by President Biden has been generally very positive, and I would share that. I wouldn't go as far as Chris Wallace, but Chris Wallace on Fox News had this to say about the Biden address. Let's go to clip 3.
We must end this uncivil war, and the way we can do it is if we show each other a little tolerance and humility. Martha, I thought it was a great speech. I've been listening to these inaugural addresses since 1961, John F. Kennedy, Ask Not. I thought this was the best inaugural address I ever heard. Obviously, a lot of this event today, a lot of the president's speech was colored by the emotion of the fact that exactly 2 weeks ago, 14 days ago, there was a mob of thugs, of insurrectionists, of domestic terrorists on the inaugural stand. And Joe Biden was saying that democracy prevailed. We were able to get through that. And he was talking about how we need to get through that in the future if we are going to be a united country.
Okay. Chris Wallace didn't exactly go where a number of other commentators have talked about, who cited the riot, and that's what it was. It wasn't an insurrection. It was a riot. I have a piece up at Newsweek right now. Don't call it an insurrection. It gives it more dignity than it deserves. What happened on the Capitol was a riot that didn't even represent the majority of people who would come out to the Stop the Steal march or the Save America march that Trump was staging at the time. It was led by a bunch of people who were Boogaloo Boys and Oath Keepers and Proud Boys and people on the very extreme right who were not close to undermining our democracy. This is one of those crazy things. There could have been terrible things that happened. It literally was just minutes that Mike Pence was away from having actually confronted some of the people who were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." I don't think they would have hanged him. I really don't. I don't think these people were ready to be a lynch mob. But is it possible they could have tried to kidnap him? They could have tried stuff like that. Would that have been the end of American democracy? It would have been an extraordinarily ugly incident, but it would not have been the end of American democracy. This is something I don't get, is for all the people who say we survived and it was just a close-run thing and we are very fortunate. And by the way, one of the heroes of that day, Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman, was prominently featured at the inaugural and got a huge hand of applause. He was he happened to be a black member of the Capitol Police who stood in a lonely way against the mob as it advanced and actually led them down and away from the Senate chamber where the vice president was, the House chamber actually, where the members of Congress had gathered. But the fact that all of this was 2 weeks away, it was a terrible day. It was a terrible moment. It was a disgraceful moment. I think we can agree on that. But to suggest that we were close to losing our democracy is to undersell our democracy, which is, I think, something that is done by Charles Lane, who wrote an interesting piece that we're going to debate coming up, saying America's not so exceptional after all. And President Biden, to some extent, began his speech by talking about the nature of democracy and its survival. And he also, I think, may have underscored or overestimated the fragility of our democratic system, which has proven so durable, surviving terrorism and domestic disturbances of every kind and civil war. Here is the way that President Biden began and framed what we are talking about. We will get to that and more. An email coming in about how to cope with the new Biden administration. That and much more on the Medved Show.
More Michael Medved in a moment.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is America's day. This is Democracy's Day.
The nation's 46th President Joe Biden opening his inaugural address, Biden noting the challenges of the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Once in a century virus that silently stalks the country. It's taken as many lives in 1 year as America lost in all of World War II.
The president also making pleas for unity during these times, although many of Biden's supporters are wanting people who voted for former President Trump to be, in their words, reprogrammed. State capitals across the country are seeing small, peaceful protests after bracing for much worse. Although no specific threat, security was ramped up in each of the nation's capital cities following what happened at the Capitol 2 weeks ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump gave another farewell address this morning. He had a prepared farewell address that had been taped, videotaped, that we played yesterday right after it had been made public. I don't know when exactly President Trump taped that address. But this morning he spoke, it seemed without notes, without a teleprompter. He was at a podium right in front of the presidential airplane, and toward the very end of his speech, President Trump delivered words that actually are important and I think deserve some attention and even some commendation. And oh, how I wish, and he wishes, if he had did some self-examination, that he had said such words earlier. Before, maybe a month ago, and how much pain and suffering it would have saved for him and for the country. This was President Trump this morning, clip 7.
I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago. And despite that, the things that we've done have been just incredible.
Okay. And, of course, most of his speech was about how the things that he had done had been so incredible. But did you hear him say, I wish the administration great success? He still can't bring himself to mention Biden's name. But this was important. The idea of wishing the new administration great success, it's normal, but it's important. And try to imagine how our whole history would be different. How Trump would not have faced impeachment if, say, a month ago, he'd said the same thing. You'll notice he has completely dropped the idea, which is a blessing, a profound blessing. He has dropped the idea that it was a stolen election. And that's extraordinarily important for the country. And it allows President Biden to begin his speech this way. And this is clip one from the inaugural address this morning by the 46th President of the United States. Listen.
Today, we celebrate the triumph not of a candidate, but of a cause. The cause of democracy. The people, the will of the people has been heard. And the will of the people has been heeded. We've learned again that democracy is precious. Democracy is fragile. And at this hour, my friends, democracy has prevailed. So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries.
Okay, he then went on to quote his most illustrious predecessor, who happened to be a Republican named Lincoln. Listen, clip two.
To overcome these challenges, to restore the soul and secure the future of America requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy. Unity. Unity. In another January, on New Year's Day in 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. When he put pen to paper, the president said, and I quote, "If my name ever goes down into history, it'll be for this act, and my whole soul is in it." My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
And if he has any success in his term as president, and I hope that he will, you have to hope that any president is going to be successful. It will be in only because he is able to bring folks together. He suggests it's not just a fantasy. Clip three.
I know speaking of unity can sound to some like a foolish fantasy these days. I know the forces that divide us are deep and they are real. But I also know they are not new. Our history has been a constant struggle between the American ideal that we're all are created equal and the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have long torn us apart. The battle is perennial. And victory is never assured. Through Civil War, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11, through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed. In each of these moments, enough of us have come together to carry all of us forward. And we can do that now. History, faith, and reason show the way. The way of unity.
And the idea that we have had forces of racism and hatred and fanaticism, it's true. Was that represented in the riots, not an insurrection, the riots that plagued the Capitol building itself? Of course it was true. And you read the stories, and the stories are heartbreaking because there are literally thousands upon thousands of people who didn't come to Washington because they were motivated by racism or hatred or fanaticism. They came to Washington because they were answering a summons by the then President of the United States. Moving on from that, without attacking his predecessor, which I think Biden accomplished largely in his inaugural address, is clearly a step somewhat in the right direction. Now, if he can continue that beyond a 20-minute speech, that'll be very important. Jordana in Seattle sends this note. She says, I hope over the next 4 years you can be a Biden watchdog. I certainly hope to. And offer objective analysis of his time in office. I fear he will erase all the good things Trump accomplished. And I think it is important now more than ever to pay close attention to what's going on in our country. I have faith in you. Well, thank you, Jordan. I hope to be worthy of that faith. And let me say that I think that there are some things that Biden is taking on right now that do amount to erasing some good things that the Trump administration has accomplished. For instance, the Trump administration put together the 1776 commission to try to answer for textbooks and for teaching history and for understanding the American past. That 1776 commission, headed by Larry Arnn of Hillsdale College, was supposed to put American history in a more patriotic context. So Biden is disbanding that commission. That's not a good idea. We will be speaking to one of the members of the commission, Wilfred Riley, coming up on the Medved Show tomorrow. More about the first day of the Biden presidency coming up on the Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned earlier that I thought there was a missed opportunity, not in the inaugural speech by Vice President Harris, but with her swearing in. There's no inaugural speech by vice presidents. There never is. And she'll get plenty of a chance to give speeches in the months to come, no doubt. But they had a missed opportunity here, and given, I think, how well managed most of the stage details were of this inaugural so far, I'm surprised that nobody thought of it. I thought of it because it was striking. Normally, a president and vice president are sworn in by the same chief justice. This time, they made a decision to have Sonia Sotomayor, who was also a groundbreaking choice for the Supreme Court by President Obama, it was Justice Sotomayor who swore in Kamala Harris. And they introduced Justice Sotomayor as the first Hispanic ever to serve on the Supreme Court. All true. She was not the first woman, of course. Because that distinction belonged to a Republican, and actually a conservative Republican who had been a conservative Republican state senator before, Sandra Day O'Connor. In any event, when she administered the oath of office, the Justice of the Supreme Court, Sonia Sotomayor, said, "Repeat after me," and then she said, "I, Kamala Devi Harris." And, of course, people have made a very big deal of pronouncing her name right, the way she pronounces it, the way her family pronounces it, which is not Kamala, which is what the Justice Supreme Court said in swearing her in. It's Kamala, okay? Kamala, like comma, and then you put la. And so, okay, Vice President Harris pronounced her own name right. But with that little mix-up, you may remember that in swearing in, I believe it was swearing in Barack Obama, John Roberts was all tangled, and he actually said the oath wrong, and they had to do the oath over again. So that was a much worse kind of flub. But The interesting thing here is if they chose another justice of the Supreme Court, you know what would have been classy and smart? If they want to choose a woman, Amy Coney Barrett. And you might say, wait, how could they have Justice Barrett administer the oath of office to Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris had been really tough on Amy Barrett on the Senate Judiciary Committee. But that's exactly the point. Or they could have been really radical and asked Justice Brett Kavanaugh to administer the oath. Because I'm sure Justice Kavanaugh does not harbor warm feelings in his heart to Senator Harris, who was just brutal on him and totally inappropriately when he was fighting for confirmation. But if you are going for unity, imagine how that would have struck everyone. And I think it would have struck people extraordinarily well. There was another aspect of the inauguration that I think will strike many people. Many of the people that I know who are afraid of the Biden administration, and I know many people who actually are expecting disastrous impacts from the Biden administration. I hope that they're wrong, but part of what people worry about is cracking down on religious liberty. And a lack of tolerance for traditional religion and for mentions of God and for mentions of love of God and religiosity. That wasn't present in this inauguration today. In fact, as only our second Roman Catholic president of the United States, and yes, Joe Biden was raised as a Catholic. He actually does go to Mass fairly regularly. The Archbishop, Father Leo Jeremiah O'Donnell III, or O'Donovan, pardon me, the third, who obviously is a fellow Irish American to Joe Biden, and spoke movingly and in deeply religious terms, as you'd expect. The benediction at the end was done by a black pastor who apparently has been a friend of Biden's in Wilmington, Delaware for 30 years. And along the way, there were all sorts of mentions of God and the Bible. And I think, if anything, maybe that can begin the process of trying to reassure people that there will be no war on religious faith. The Democratic Party is the party, overwhelmingly, of that 26% of Americans who say they are not identified with church or religious faith at all. And it's a big chunk of people right now, and the Democrats represent them. But in this inaugural address, that wasn't the case, and in the inaugural ceremonies. For instance, Joe Biden cited a scripture in his inaugural, clip number 7.
Promise you this, as the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We will get through this together, together. Look, folks. All my colleagues I serve with in the House and the Senate up here, we all understand the world is watching all of us today. So here's my message to those beyond our borders. America has been tested, and we've come out stronger for it. We will repair our alliances and engage with the world once again. Not to meet yesterday's challenges, but today's and tomorrow's challenges. And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
That's a phrase that he had used before. I believe he used it in his acceptance speech, and it's a good phrase. And the power of America's example can indeed be deeply powerful. But that brings up the whole question of American exceptionalism. Look, I think that American exceptionalism, the idea that this is a different country, that this is a blessed country, that there is actually a divine protection that has characterized the American experience, that's something I've written about in my two most recent books. And that was something that was echoed to some extent in the inaugural celebrations today. But is America really so exceptional? There's a very controversial piece by Charles Lane at the Washington Post. He'll be talking with us about that, about whether America is exceptional or not. And then I also have the great privilege of speaking to a guy named Nick Christakis, who is a professor. He's a professor about seven different subjects at Yale. He is both a medical doctor, an MD, and he has a PhD in public health. He's also a sociologist. He's written a book about the profound and enduring impact of coronavirus on the way we live. And some of what he's talking about is actually potentially positive long-term impacts of coronavirus. How will that play out in a new administration, a new moment of the American experience? We'll be speaking. One of the things he talks about is he believes that after the coronavirus is over, there will be an explosion of sexuality. Now, why does he believe that? An explosion, and not necessarily of unwholesome sexuality. We'll talk to Nick Christakis of Yale, who has also been a fairly outspoken defender of the idea of free speech on college campuses. You may remember he was involved, and his wife was involved, in that whole controversy about Halloween costumes at Yale, and maybe even allowing some freedom of expression there. We will deal with that and much more, more highlights and lowlights of the last speech by Trump, the first speech as president by Joe Biden, and more about the future of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.